Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Slain Theory. This one is from Season 8, Episode 4, the first part, Part A. I am going to talk about the expressions and other content from the show that you might not know. I'm going to help you deeply learn English. I'm going to help you fully understand an episode of The Big Bang Theory. Watch the show, listen to this audio, watch the show again, listen to this audio, read the show notes. You can find the show notes at my website, inglesninja.com. Okay, here we go. First sentence, yes, but tell me a dinosaur chicken salad sandwich wouldn't hit the Mesozoic spot. What I want you to think about here is hit the spot. Normally, that's how we say it, hit the spot. Sheldon added Mesozoic to add in the historical factor to make it cute from the Mesozoic period. But what does it mean, hit the spot? To hit the spot, talking about food or drinks, something that would work at that moment perfectly. You're on the beach, it's very, very hot. Say, wow, a cold beer would really hit the spot. Would really hit the spot. A cold beer would hit the spot, right? Wow, this milkshake really hit the spot. It was perfect. Now I am satisfied. This meal is gonna hit the spot. It's going to be perfect. Understand? Something hits the spot. Food, drinks, hits the spot. Think of this spot as your belly. It hits your belly perfectly. Okay? Next one. We still on for tonight? We still on for tonight? Here, still on. Actually, it is to be on. Are we still on? Are we still on? But, as you probably know, as you should know, we don't always speak grammatically correct in English. You don't always have to use the verb. And as you noticed here, we still on for, which simply be, would technically be, we are still on for, or sorry, in a question, are we still on for tonight? But they cut it. Anyway, to be on, are we on, meaning, are the plans the same? Are our plans the same? Are we on for tonight? Are our plans the same for tonight? Are we going to get together tonight? So you make plans, you're calling to confirm with somebody. You say, hey dude, are we on for tonight? Are we still on for tonight? Are we gonna get crazy? Go to the club, get the chicks, drink some whiskey. Are we on for tonight? Next phrase. According to a recent study out of Oxford University, when someone takes on a new romantic partner, Phrasal verb, take on. To take on is to take the responsibility of or to gain, to acquire, would be take on, right? So you acquire a new romantic partner. You gain a new romantic partner, right? To take on a new romantic partner. What did they say happens when you take on a new romantic partner? They said you lose one or two friends. I would say that's true. Often, I think people lose all of their friends because all they want to do is stay with their partner. And to their friends, they say, I don't care about you much anymore. You're no fun. I prefer my romantic partner. So when we break up, I will be back and I will call you. But until then, take it easy. Next sentence here. You'll get a Christmas card for a couple of years. Then you're dead to me. You're dead to me. This is an expression. Means, not literally dead. It means you won't think about this person anymore. You won't consider them. You won't think about them. You're dead to me. And we always use this in the present tense. We don't say, you will be dead to me. We would usually say, you're dead to me. Ah, you're dead to me. You get in a fight. You don't want to talk to this person again. You don't want to see them. You don't want to think about them. You say, you know what, lady? You're dead to me. You're dead to me. He's dead to me. He stole my computer. He's dead to me. Do you know how many HBOs that leech had my mother get him? Do you know how many HBOs that leech, L-E-E-C-H, L-E-E-C-H. What is a leech? A leech is that little black thing that sticks to your skin. It lives in water and it sucks your blood. You go in a swamp, you go in a certain forest or a jungle, you get this black, shiny little insect on you. It sticks to your body. It sucks your blood. So that's literal. Figuratively, here, metaphorically, this guy leeches off his mother. So what does that mean? He takes all of his mother's money. He sucks all of his mother's money. Right? Next one. Yeah, even if it turns out you don't have dengue fever, they still let you take a lollipop. Even if it turns out you don't have dengue fever, they still let you take a lollipop. Phrasal verb, turns out, it turns out. Why it? Because it's an expression. Even if it turns out, even if it turns out you don't have dengue fever, even if the situation turns out, even if the situation ends in you having dengue fever, right? So it turns out is an expression, meaning in the end, this is the final solution. You discover something. You discover you have dengue fever. It turns out you have dengue fever. In the end, you have dengue fever. It turns out. Another example. It turns out that these lessons are very useful. I wasn't sure. I didn't know. But in the end, I discovered they are very useful. It turns out they are very useful. See how you can use an expression to speak less? You can say, as in the end, I discovered that these lessons are very useful. Or, it turns out these lessons are very useful. Got it? Speaking of dengue fever, I had dengue fever this year. I live in Brazil. A mosquito bit me and I got dengue fever. I was in bed for a week. No fun. Not good. Hopefully I don't get it again. But what can you do? What about you? Anybody here have dengue fever? You have a story about dengue fever? Let us know your story of dengue fever. Let me know. Let us know. Write it in the comments. Send me an email. I'm interested. My experience was pretty bad. I would like to hear about your experience with dengue fever. How did your dengue fever turn out? Next sentence. I used to think my high school PE teacher didn't like me, but it turned out she liked me a little too much. Here we go again, same phrasal verb. It turned out. So what does that mean? Penny didn't think her teacher, her PE teacher, what is PE? Anybody know what PE stands for? A PE teacher? Huh? Bet you don't. Put it down in the comments there. See who's slick. Let's see who knows his stuff. PE teacher. But her PE teacher, actually, in the end, it turned out, liked her a little too much. So what does that mean? I think you can guess what that means. Penny's a pretty girl. The PE teacher tends to be a pretty macho woman. I'll let your imagination run wild there. Next sentence. We went to a Melissa Etheridge concert. I got an A. It all worked out. With her PE teacher, she went to a Melissa Etheridge concert. I don't know if Melissa Etheridge is famous where you are from, but in the US, she's famous. And she is also a very outspoken, a very vocal, a very famous lesbian artist. A lot of lesbians like her because she's a lesbian and they're lesbians. So they say, yay, we can relate to one another. Let's go to your show. And the phrasal verb at the end of the sentence, I got an A, it all worked out. It all worked out. Everything in the end was great. It all worked out. It all worked out. Everything was resolved in the end. It all worked out. Just practice English every day, a little bit, have fun, take your time, be patient, and it'll all work out. And it'll all work out. And it will all work out. Right? Next sentence here. For starters, they shed and bite. They shed and bite. Talking about an animal. I bet you don't know what shed means. Shed is a verb. S-H-E-D. What is shed? To shed. Anybody? Anybody? It's when an animal releases their fur because the weather is changing, because it's getting warm, or because they're just an animal that sheds a lot. They're shedding, the fur falls off their body, goes to the floor, creates a mess. This is shedding. To shed. To shed. Does your dog shed? Does it leave hair all over? And bite. I think you know what bite means. Bite is brah, ow, to bite. Next phrase. We don't put up the rest of the money that Stuart needs. Why don't we put up the rest of the money that Stuart needs? Put up. Put up the rest of the money. Let's put up the rest of the money. To collect and provide the rest of the money that he needs to put up. Let's put up some money for a new refrigerator. Let's put up some money for a new refrigerator. To put up, to collect, to provide. In this case, phrasal verb, put, P-U-T, up. At the end of the night, you're at a bar, you have to split the bill. And you say, let's put up the money for the bill together. Right? Put up. Provide, collect, put up. Next sentence. Ooh. Maybe we could come up with a business plan to complete this place. To come up with a business plan. What is to come up with? To come up with is to create. To come up with is to create something. I came up with a good idea. I came up with a good idea. I came up with a business plan. Let's have a meeting and let's try to come up with a solution to this problem. To come up with, to create. To create, to invent, to imagine, to come up with. Next sentence. Since you like Raj, I thought you might be into that. To be into something. To be into, we've talked about it before. I am into music. I am into wine. I am into traveling. I am into teaching English and helping people become confident English speakers. I am into these things. I am into, inside, into these things. Meaning, they are my hobbies. They are my interests. These are what I do. These are what I like to do. If you are into something, you like doing it. What are you into? Are you into video games? Are you into anime? Are you into dancing ballet? Are you into going to concerts? What are you into? One word, into. Inside, into. Got it? Next sentence. Okay, I'm sorry. Did we get off on the wrong foot? Get off on the wrong foot. Great expression. Get off on the wrong foot. You meet somebody the first time and you have a bad impression of the other person, or vice versa. They have a bad impression of you. You get off on the wrong foot. I met her. Something I said something wrong. I think we got off on the wrong foot. Why this expression exists, I have no idea. But to get off on the wrong foot means to not like each other for some reason in the beginning. You can resolve this a lot of times. Maybe there was misunderstanding or something like that, but it was not a good introduction. I'm sorry. I met you last night. I was drunk. I was in a bad mood. I think we got off on the wrong foot. Let's try again. Next sentence. Raj told me that a while ago, you two hooked up. Phrasal verb, to hook up. Hook, H-O-O-K, up. Hook up. What does it mean to hook up? To hook up is to kiss, have sex, to get together, to hook up with somebody. I went to the club last night. I met a girl and we hooked up. We hooked up. We got together. Could be from kissing till having hours and hours of sex and anything in between. It just means you got with somebody and you had some sort of relations to hook up. Got it? Next sentence. So, what are some ways we could set our comic book store apart from the competition? To set apart. To set apart. To set our comic book store apart. Set, S-E-T, apart, A-P-A-R-T. What does this mean? Phrasal verb, to set apart. To set apart from. To set apart from is to be better, to beat the competition, to show something better than the competition, and to gain the market, or to gain an edge, to set apart. What sets your company apart from another company? What sets your English apart from other people's English? What makes your English better? What sets it apart? What sets your car apart from the rest? What makes your car better than the rest of the cars? What sets it apart? Got it? Set our comic book store apart from the competition. Next phrase. It would be great to figure out a way to get more kids in the store. To figure out a way. To figure out. Phrasal verb, figure out. What does it mean to figure out? To discover. We've talked about this before. Figure out, discover. We need to discover a way to get more kids in the store. Or you could even say find a way. Find a solution, to find a way, to discover, right? To figure out a way to get more kids in the store. So how are they going to do this? They have a brilliant idea. What if we got a van and drove around and picked kids up? That's a good idea, right? They get a van, they go around, they try to get kids to go in the van. Very genius. To drive around is to go around the streets, to drive on the streets without a particular destination. You're just driving around. You have nothing to do. You don't have a destination. So you're just driving around. It's Friday night. I live in a boring city. Let's get in the car and drive around. Let's get in the car and drive around. Let's just drive around. We don't know where we're going. We're going to drive around. Another phrasal verb, pick kids up, pick up. It's to go and get the kids, put them in the car, take them somewhere. You pick people up. Pick kids up, pick them up, pick up the kids, pick up the kids, pick up the kids from the street. Right? Pick them up, take them somewhere. Pick up. Are you going to use candy to lure them in? They are going to use candy to lure the kids into the van. Perfect idea. To lure. L-U-R-E. Lure. Lure. To lure is to attract or to catch something or somebody. Think of a lure, L-U-R-E. If you put lure in Google Images, which is a great way to look up new words, actually. Put it in Google, search the images, and you will see what it means. Instead of reading what it means, you will see what it means. The visual cue will help you memorize the word. To lure, to attract. A fishing lure, to go fishing, is the hook with the fake fish on the end. It's a fake fish made of plastic and it has hooks on it. You put it in the water. That is called a fishing lure. Why? Because you catch fish with it. So here, the candy is the lure, actually, right? They're going to lure the candy, the kids, with candy into their van and take them to the bookstore. And they will probably get arrested and go to jail. But they didn't think about that. Okay, next sentence. We got drunk and fooled around. Penny and Raj fooled around. What is fooled around? Well, I think you can imagine, right? Fooled around is to have relations. I mentioned something else in this episode about having relations. Another phrasal verb. Hook up. Hook up. Fooled around. Very similar. Fooled around is a little more innocent. Maybe you just kiss somebody. Fooling around is innocent, but it means relations with somebody, girl or guy, guy or girl, or guy, girl, girl, depends on what you're into. I don't know what you are into. All of those are fine. But you fool around with somebody, kiss them, hook up, you kiss them, or you take them to your bed and you get naked and have fun. To fool, F-O-O-L, around. To fool around. It can also mean like kids fool around. They don't do serious things. They're playing around. They're fooling around. Stop fooling around, kid. Stop playing around. Two meanings. Fool around, similar though. You fool around with a girl. You fool around with a guy. You play with this person. Kids fooling around. They're misbehaving, bad behavior. Got it? Next one. You would leave me out of the conversation with the next guy if you dump Leonard. To dump somebody. D-U-M-P. To dump is to break up with them. You dump Leonard, you break up with Leonard. You dump them. Throw them away. Throw them to the curb. Throw them on the street. Throw them to a curb. Throw them to the curb is an expression. Curb. C-U-R-B. That is the sidewalk. That is where the sidewalk meets the street. The curb. That's where the water goes on the street. Right? Can you visualize that? You have the sidewalk. You have the street. The curb is the end of the sidewalk. So we have an expression. Throw you to the curb. We dump you. Throw you away. You're dumped. Got it? Next one, on the bright side, That Oxford study was right. On the bright side. On the bright side. Good expression. On the bright side means there is a positive to something that might look negative. Otherwise would look negative. On the bright side, this is the positive point. That Oxford study was right. On the bright side. Well, your car just got destroyed by a drunk driver, but on the bright side, you don't have to pay for it anymore. On the bright side, you don't have to pay for it anymore. Right? Next one and the last one. You're crazy about me. To be crazy about somebody is to really like them. Simply to really like something. You can really like somebody or someone or something. I'm crazy about you. I really like you. I'm crazy about you. Got it? That's it. I know you learned something today. Now, download this. Go back. Listen again. Repeat, repeat. Wash, rinse, and repeat. Learn deeply. I will see you next week. Leave me a comment, suggestion, question, right down below on this audio. Feel free. I won't bite. I don't shed. And I won't bite. See you next time.